In 2008, the federal government declared portions of the Santa Cruz River navigable waters. That meant parts of the river are subject to the Clean Water Act. That didn't sit well with the National Association of Home Builders, which sued in 2009. The suit was dismissed for a lack of legal standing. NAHB filed another lawsuit, but this time included statements from three association members who own land within the Santa Cruz River watershed and claim the designation has caused them harm. Another district judge has now dismissed the association's latest lawsuit. Judith Dorgan is a Phoenix area attorney and teaches water law at Arizona State University.
In other words, they have not demonstrated in these affidavits that the fact that there's now a determination that it's traditional navigable water has made any difference for any of these individuals. Yes, in the future, if they were to try to develop their properties, it might, but that's not good enough. It might is not good enough.
Dworkin says the ruling is basically telling Santa Cruz area property owners to go through the federal regulations for development. And if they are legally harmed due to the river's designation, then go back to court. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.